Well, I think that it's part of managing your team. You just you kind of go with what's going, and it's just part of the management of it. So, you know, where you go from this, we'll go game by game, which is what we said we would do. I said that the other day, and so, you know, I thought Al played a pretty good game. You know, doesn't move anything from Pavlik. Pavlik's still our number one goalie, and we'll take it from there. He's still a guy we lean on, and we're fortunate that we have two good goalies, and that's great. And that's what we're going to do, is keep managing it.
Is there a maximum amount of time you want your number one goalie not to play?
No, I think you have to be smart. I think that what you'd want to do is make sure that you do what you would with any of the players, and that's work with them and try to get them in a place where they feel comfortable. And goaltending's a unique situation because it's more the focus is more direct on it. It's the last line of defense. We have a specific goalie coach that can do a lot of things, and so he works with both guys equally well, and he'll continue to do that, and we'll continue to try to win games. There's no real magic. We're trying to win games. That's what we're trying to do. No, I don't think so. I think that is the schedule. I think he's a competitor. I think he takes things serious, and I think that this is a little bump for him, and it's a little adversity, and I think it's healthy. And I think that he's learning to deal with it, and that's how it goes in your career. You deal with the stuff. He's probably never had so much focus on it. That's the other thing he'd be dealing with. Yeah, we had a maintenance day today. We've got guys, because of the schedule, we have a lot of guys in some, it's just the wear and tear. It gets to players, you know. It's hard to believe that even after the 3 days, it's lingering. It doesn't just go away. And that travel day we had the other day is going to come back, and that's going to wear on us. We got to be smart about that. Even though we didn't do much, our hours were all out of whack in that day. And then we had the next day. I think it was evident the first, you know, 5-6 minutes of the game. But we're going to see it more today. And usually it lingers with you 2-3 days later. Well, I think that what I'd like to see more of in the second game is to build off the two games we just played. I thought we played a really good, solid team game last night. I thought we built off the game 2 games ago against Minnesota. But I thought last night's game, I saw some really good things in the game. We played that game collectively, believing in the process, following the game plan. And what was really interesting in that game was trusting in our ability to get the win if we played the right way. Like, you look at that game where we scored with 8 minutes to go, they come back and scored 15 seconds later in a goal that you would never believe that something like that would go in against. But we didn't against us. But we did. We dealt with that very confident, very matter-of-fact, and just followed it through, and we ended up, you know, scoring with a little bit of time in overtime, but we continued to play. And I'd like to see us continue down that road. The games that I've seen, the last 2 games, makes me believe we're heading on the right track the second half of the season. You know, we have to build on that again, playing this Buffalo team tomorrow, and that would help us because we know the schedule ahead. We've got some heavy opponents coming, so... But if we play the right way and for the right reasons, and I see all those things, that leads me to have some confidence in where we're going. Well, you know, I don't want to go back and rehash that too much. The first half has been an up-and-down season. I think our hopes were that we'd be in a better situation. And I think when we look back at that, there's a lot of things that we really made it difficult on ourselves. We had a hard process of learning there where we did things that resulted in us losing games that was frustrating, but that's sometimes what your team has to go through. And for us, for some reason, we had to go through that. It makes you better in the end, and you hope that you can start taking steps. And back to your question, I think that that's where I'm hoping we're at, and that's where it seems to be. Like, we've had enough, let's move forward. And that's what I sense is happening, and that's a good feeling for me and the team right now. But we have to build off the two games, and we have to play a smart game here tomorrow. It's been very difficult because I've had to lean on my instincts, and I've had to just let some of this stuff, I wouldn't say play out, but play out and not overcoach and not overreact. And I think it's been fairly, fairly, fairly testing, I can tell you that.
Because you want to teach, but at the same time you
got. Yeah, you have to find a balance there. And you don't know why you're going through stuff, you know. Like, I've sat here many days with you guys, and you guys are looking for the solutions that I'm trying to find, and it's difficult finding them. But you got to trust their players, and you got to trust that their hearts and their heads are in the right place. And I did have enough trust in our group that we were going to find this, you know, and that's proving right now. I think you got to really understand that, you know, adversity is something that rears its head here somewhere, and it's, you know, it'll come again. Now, you know, we want to build on the two, and let's go from there, you know. Got to keep things in perspective, and just got to keep a balance.